It's time for another episode of the Laura Santo podcast, where we celebrate the world you see. And now your host, Laura Santo. Welcome to another episode of the Laura Santo podcast. Today, I am sitting down with Star Taylor, and we're going to have the opportunity to see the eyes through Carol, who is a publisher, founder of the Star House Publishing, author, inspirational speaker, founder of Sisterhood, NLP practitioner, and a soulpreneur. And I could go on and on and on, but we'll just stop there for a second. Welcome, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
It's my pleasure. I really, really could have gone on because there really isn't anything that you have not done. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
In addition to being just this incredible force who, well, we're going to talk about this, but just consistently just shows up. Not only do you show up on social media, but you show up for everybody, which in itself is a beautiful thing because that's what everybody I think needs.
I try. You know, it's funny because I'm actually launching another company with a partner, and it's called Creative Book Promo Group. And so just kind of takes what I do as a publisher and takes it to another level for authors. And regardless of how you've published or whether it's traditional or a different publisher, I mean, whatever. So, and helping people getting to be seen and heard, and also for readers to find some new, you know, some new authors to discover. And as I was doing my Facebook page and inviting people, it kind of made me sad because there were so many people on there that I haven't heard from or seen in such a long time. And I'm like, oh man, I wonder where they came, you know, where, what's happening with them. And oh, you know, I know we connected for a reason, but you know, you don't see people. You only see the same, you know, 25 people and that's it. So I wish they had a shuffle.
I know. Sometimes when I like go to like wish people's happy birthday on the days that it's their birthday, it's like, I didn't even know we were connected. And then I, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, you know, we're all human. We have tons of human connections and you go back and it's like, oh, now I remember how we connected. So yeah, it's definitely, that is in itself a job.
Yeah. So, I mean, showing up is something that, you know, it's the passion that really, you know, burns and keeps me going. And so that's why I do it. And it's so important for me to be able to do that for people. I mean, at times I can say that social media, like everybody, you know, I run so many accounts right now, it can be pretty overwhelming, but it's important to be there for people.
I thank you for that. It's always such a pleasure to see your posts first thing in the morning. So you said that you've overcome growing up, and I quote, in a house of horrors, overcoming domestic violence, emotional and psychological abuse and all the boulders that life has thrown at you, you've realized that you are a warrior, a thriver, and I needed to share my story. And so you did. So if you could just give us a quick glimpse into a snapshot, like just a quick snapshot of that story and how really in essence of how all those chapters have resulted in this powerful voice that you have today.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, when you go through your life feeling like a nothing and, you know, being a survivor of domestic violence and living in that and growing up with that, and it's verbal abuse, not just physical abuse, but verbal abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, you become a certain type of person when you go out into the world, you know, whether you're at school and then you go into young adulthood and adulthood and you make choices based on what you know and how you feel about yourself, which is that you're a nothing. So as you grow and go through the experiences, I think that eventually, I think a lot happened to me and I started to really find my spiritual side when I turned 40. And like many people, 40 seems to be that magic number. And I started to do going out of my comfort zone and doing a lot of different things. And then subsequently also left a very long-term marriage and you know, the consequences with that, which I won't get into. And so, you know, it was very, very challenging. And I think that having that, I thought I was empowered when I left, you know, oh yeah, blah, 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 you know, you go girl, you go. And you know what? I found out that, you know, really I wasn't. And what empowerment really, really meant to me. And it's really self-love, self-worth, and self-esteem is the perfect trifecta for, and they're all three very, very different things. And I think that through my separation and divorce journey, dating journey, and all the things that happened to me through that time and the different people that I met, and as I evolved and started my sisterhood and doing all of those things, and then the loss of my mother, I think all of it just, you know, but I started to get my voice at 46 and then kind of just moved on from there. And now at 57, I mean, there's certainly no going back, but I make it my mission that there must be people just like me. And, you know, it's not about being broken. It's about overcoming and persevering. And regardless of your circumstances and who you were, you're really not that person anymore.
And you had said that you found your voice, I think you just mentioned again, at 46. And that was one of the big reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast, because you give both men and women, but I think especially women, such a great platform to use their voice. And it, for some women, I'm sure that you encountered, that's probably the first time that they're sharing their story and using their yes. voice. So why was that important for you to be able to provide women this platform?
Well, because when I wrote my book, just after my mother died, and I had told her before that I had a book in me. I knew I had to write this book. And so for me, it was really, really important. She knew, and I started writing it after her passing. Now, both my parents at that time, because my father had passed away years before. And so I needed to share my truth, because now maybe it was a catalyst for social media that, you know, seeing that, you know, everything's always so perfect and perfect and perfect. And we're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, 5 years ago when everybody was showing their perfections. Now, thankfully, everybody's showing their imperfections. But, you know, before that, it was, you know, everything is so perfect and life is perfect and families are perfect. And I needed to show the truth, my truth. And I knew that, you know, people had to be just like me. Nothing is ever as it seems. And so I, you know, it's not like I have physical scars, I had emotional scars. And so when I wrote my book, I had literally thousands of people messaging me saying, I can relate, I can relate. Oh, my mother was this, and oh, my father was this, and oh, you know, and so I knew the power of writing was so strong, and it's so important to be able to share your story, because you know, just like we're talking here, people will plug in, they'll listen, and, you know, maybe they'll replay, but maybe they'll just going to go to another podcast. When a book is written, when the words are written there, you can go back, you can feel, you can imagine, you can, it's a private experience as the reader. And I mean, as the writer, you know, I offer, you know, the one-on-one coaching and things like that, and using the NLP and using things that will help inspire and bring out the best in people, because that's what I want people to be proud what they've accomplished, but also the reader, to be able to inspire the reader and help them heal, because you never know what somebody's going through.
I was going to say, because just even just like on a daily, just the scripting and the journaling in itself is like a small aspect of that healing process. So I can't even imagine the person that's writing how healing it must be for them to finally take. I always say to my clients, like, when you're putting things to paper, to me, you're taking away its power. So for these women to like put the stuff to pen to paper is almost like taking back their power almost.
Exactly. And people have said to me, working with you, writing my chapter is worth 10 years of therapy. Yeah. So, you know, hey, if it works, that's fantastic. And, you know, and the thing is that on a daily basis, I do share elements of my story or parts of it or in whatever. So I say to people, I never ask anybody to do something I didn't do myself. And, you know, hypocrisy, you know, doesn't exist in my world. So for me, it's important to, you know, it's only what people feel comfortable with sharing. But I find that through the process of writing, you don't need to be a writer. I mean, your soul is doing the writing. You just need to surrender to it. And a lot of people are afraid, and you know, it's the fear that stops you. But the breakthroughs, I mean, talk about, you know, being a coach, even having a coaching practice or whatever, but the breakthroughs are incredible. I mean, and we all know why people that become coaches, they become coaches in certain areas because they've got experience in those areas, right? And they want to help others in those areas. And so, you know, it is so powerful on every level.
Take us, if you can, through the process, because this, we spoke the last time. I loved listening to this. So say somebody says, Carol, I'm ready to write as part of your chronicles. What would that process look like for them? And second question to that is, where do you get your name of your books? Because I love the names. Is it just stuff that just...
comes out of my head. That comes out of my head. I just...
an instinctive download.
Yeah, it just... I have a list. I have a list of books, and I kind of visualize... And it's also very timely. So I also visualize where people are psychologically at the moment, because there's others that, you know, I love, but they're not there yet, right?
Yeah.
People need to kind of understand what those names would mean or whatever. So the process really is that, you know, to join, then other than the contract and all that other stuff, and I've got a 35-page PDF on how to help people, we start off with a discovery session, and I get to know the person inside and out, and everything is strictly confidential. That doesn't mean that everything is going to be written. It means that it gives me an understanding of where you're coming from and help you, you know, you get to a point where you feel like some people feel compelled, they want to write about something. And so I need to understand what that looks like, what their story really looks like. And some things are not ever shared, but it gives me an understanding. Now, it's funny. Sometimes people think that they're going to write about something, and then they start writing and it becomes something totally different. And so there's it's really, really interesting. Now, I never limit the amount of coaching. So it's as much as you need or as little as you need. So some people, you know, but once we get to the first draft, that's when we, like, a lot of the information that I've taken in the discovery session, I'm able to kind of really understand the author of the story, right? Because it's like writing in this is like sitting and having a cup of coffee with a girlfriend. Right. It's not about a history lesson. This happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. So then I spend about 5 hours myself going through, you know, with a fine tooth comb, the chapter, and then we have another discussion, and then we talk about rewrites and that sort of thing. So once we're finally happy with the rewrites and, you know, going back and forth, and I'm very hands-on, then it goes to editing. So then the editor sends it back. I send it to the author. We either have a chat about it or they approve it, and it goes to typesetting. So then the typesetting comes in, and then again, we send it back, you know, for approval. So really, I mean, somebody could write their story on a weekend.
Right.
That is their commitment, you know, to writing. It's up to 3,500 words. So, I mean, there's no minimum. I get people that, you know, will write 1,500 and, you know, they're happy with that. And then it kind of develops. So it's not about the number of words. It's about the, you know, and I help craft with the author. I do a lot of, you know, molding and crafting and, you know, bringing out and questioning and, you know, oh, I thought you were going to share that. And, you know, all of those things and really question, because it's really your thoughts, feelings, and perceptions on the events. It's not about necessarily, you know, this happened. Okay.
Yeah. To associate back to the events. What would you say to the person that's going to listen to this who has a story and, you know, is being called to share it, but they're thinking they have that self-talk, you know, like, who is this even going to sit with? Is anybody, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
Everybody is terrified. I can tell you that right now. Even when I got my book in my hands, personally, I had this feeling of euphoria because, oh my God, I'm holding this book in my hands. And then I was terrified and going, holy crap, everybody's going to know my shit. My girl, my life. And the thing is that you're not alone. Because we have this human connection, everything that you've gone through, somebody can benefit from this. You don't know who's going to be reading it. And I've had people out of the woodwork or other authors have sent me messages that they've received saying, you're so inspiring. I'm going through this right now. And your story helped me get through it. And so it really is even that anonymous person that you don't even know that will read your story, and you can change somebody's life. I mean, your story can change somebody's life. So how powerful is that? I mean, they're going through the same thing. They're understanding. They're with you every step of the way. I've had people that have said to me, you know, I find myself in every one of the stories in the book. Yeah, I'm a bit sure. Here and a bit here and a bit here. And, you know, they've helped me. And so, you know, other than the author being totally changed and inspired and overcoming, because if you overcome your fear of this, you're ever overcoming your fear, believe it or not, from other things. I've had people that have overcome fear of public speaking and being a speaker or, you know, leading women's groups and talking about their story and that sort of thing. And they shied away from it. Now running like, you know, they don't stop. Mm-hmm. Because it turns on the faucet, right? I mean, once you, it releases your unlimited potential. So it's bigger than just writing your story. It's just, you got to stopping yourself from doing what you should be doing. And as an entrepreneur, you should be having a book. I mean, you know, everybody has a book, but not everybody has a good book. So
I love that tagline.
I just came up with that very second.
You had mentioned, I think I had mentioned as well, you have a vast background, one of them being NLP and many other modalities, plus your experience working with people. How do you think that sets you apart from other publishers, just in terms of being able to connect with people at that level?
Well, I think that, I mean, you're an NLP, you know, the techniques and the thought processes that go through that. And I challenge people. There's tears. I'm not going to lie. There's tears. And I challenge people on their own bullshit. But there's a trust. There's an honesty and there's a trust factor that, you know, we're working together. So I'm helping people overcome and being the best that they can be. And the whole idea is that story doesn't own you anymore. When you can tell your story and it doesn't own you anymore, that feeling of freedom is unbelievable. And, you know, that is, you know, you're emancipated from that and it's not attached to you. That energy clogs you up. That shit clogs you up. And if you can't overcome that, and as a coach and as a leader, how can you ask your clients to overcome and when you haven't done it yourself? And so there are, it's just and journaling is great, but there's nobody, it's autonomous, right? I mean, there's nobody to challenge you or to ask you any questions or to probe and to go deep and go really deep and go, you know, how did that, not only how did that make you feel, but who were you at the time when you made that decision? And that isn't, you know, and not to beat yourself up, but to actually emancipate you and say, who was that person that made that decision? Because that person is not you today, but you're still carrying that luggage with you.
And I was going to say, I can imagine it's in addition to the healing piece of it, just a huge sense of forgiveness, I guess, right? And I can imagine there's just, along with that release, just that forgiveness, whoever was involved in the story and themselves.
Well, that's true. But it's mostly, I mean, I can forgive. I mean, I've learned that forgiveness is freedom. And I was able to forgive my parents for the person that they turned me into and actually become grateful for my journey, that if I hadn't experienced that house of horrors, I never would have become the woman that I am today. Right. So I am actually grateful for the journey and I do forgive them because, you know, they were just being what they knew. And so, but mostly when you share your story, you're forgiving yourself. And I think that if even there are people, you know we can't forgive them and we just have to send them on their way with love, and, you know, and not be in our lives. But it's really about forgiving ourselves for the choices that we've made and really for, you know, some of the obstacles that maybe we've created within our own journey because of that. And we can't keep beating ourselves up about it. And so that forgiveness is really freeing to be able to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take responsibility for my own crap. And as coaches, I mean, I'm not a coach like you are. I only do my coaching as far as in the context of compilation, which, you know, and then we have other coaches for do solo books. But so for me, it's about, you know, really making that change and that forgiveness, that freedom, that pride, and realizing, you know, like when you hear enjoy the journey, you know what? 99% of it is not enjoying. It's challenging. It's obstacles. It's pain. It's crying. It's tears. It's agony. But when you look back, then you realize, you know, now that I feel free and I'm not encumbered by my story, I am not my story. I am not defined by my story, that it has, you know, there is a reason for everything. And then we find our purpose from our passions.
I don't know why this is just coming to me, but I'm just going to say it. For a lot of us, I think it's generational in terms of like nationalities almost. Like I know for myself, I'm European and, you know, like not really my generation, but like past generations, just women just didn't express their feelings. They didn't express what they were, you know, going through, and that kind of that programming gets carried through.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of European descent. And I think that it's breaking the generational, and it's about learning to express yourself. So, and really, it doesn't necessarily mean like, and I think I posted this the other day, you know, grit doesn't necessarily have to be loud, just like badass doesn't have to be loud, or, you know, lady boss, or any of these really strong terms. It doesn't mean that you have to be kicking it in the face. You can be quiet. You can be, you know, have a quiet demeanor. You can be, it's not about that. You can still be yourself and have impact. It's not that you need to be loud and boisterous and in your face in order to be strong, to, you know, strength of character and strength of your journey and the tenacity and the resilience of your journey is the strength. That is the badass. That is the grit, right? Where you've had to dig deep inside your soul to get up just one more time.
Oh, that's so powerful. I want to talk about impact for a second. We had spoken about social media. I want to go back there. When you talk about making an impact, if I had to like just think of one person, the first person that comes to mind is you, in terms of like showing up. And there's people that show up every day on social media, but I think a lot of people just show up to show up, to say they've shown up for the day and, you know, kind of take it off their checklist. You show up with using your voice, which is perfect, because that's what we're talking about. But, you know, to make an impact, to have your voice heard. So I want to ask, why is it important to you, but why should it be important for everybody in respect to, you know, the same way it is for them to share their story as an author, to use that powerful vessel we have of social media?
I think that what you do, and it's funny, I was thinking about this the other day and I never agreed with it. I'm like, argh. And I was like, you know, what you do with one thing is what you do with everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's not true. That's not true. I don't. And then I started looking at it and I'm going, you know what? You know what? And it just kind of hit me. And it's about that consistency. It is that consistent voice. And when I go back, even when I see on Facebook, I mean, now I'm on Instagram a lot. But when I go back to things I wrote, even, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, it's the same stuff. It is that consistent message over and over and over again. And, you know, people wake up and people would say to me on a day, let's say I didn't post one day, I would get messages. Are you okay? Are you okay? Because they wake up and want to read and they get their inspiration fix for the day, or they get their good feel message for the day, or whatever it is. And so for me, although in a way it kind of put some, you know, stress and pressure on me to do that, it also allows me to show up, and it's a vehicle for me to reach people, because there may be one thing that I said today, maybe one thing, and somebody's going to say, I needed to hear that today. Boom. I've never met them. I don't, you know, they may follow me on social media or whatever it is, because I've got a large following. But if somebody's going to say to me, or message me, I really needed that today. Thank you. You know what? That's that one person. And so when I wake up in the morning, I always say, I kind of, I don't, you know, not to do a meditation, but I kind of say out to myself, you know, what do people need to know today? You know, and so I think that people need to know that, you know, I'm all about inclusivity. I'm all about, you know, free expression. And whether it's love, whether it's writing, whether it's your story, it's about your free expression and to set you free. And if that, you know, if that triggers a fire under someone's butt one day, like, as I say, you know, follow your yes, you know, if that fires you up today to get you, you know, starting to go, then fantastic.
You've done your job.
That's how I feel complete. And I think that that's why I show up every day and try to do my best. And I believe in the power. Yes, I do believe that, you know, the power of, you know, being solo and everything like that. But you wouldn't believe how many people I have talked out of spending money on a solo book to spend, you know, three quarters less to write in a chapter. I mean, who does that? Who does that? But people are saying, you know, I go, listen, while you're working on your solo book, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
To launch your solo is very difficult. I mean, ergo, that's why I've got, you know, a creative book promo with Jackie and we're working on that and it'll give people a chance to shine. There's a power in the collective. There's a power in the synergy, the energy of the book. And so for me, I don't take just anybody in the book either. And I think I've told you that before. Yeah. I need to speak to people. I need to feel the energy. And I've turned people away. If it doesn't feel right to me, I don't care. You know, it has to be the energy of the book, is the integrity of the book and the authors within it are very important to me.
For sure. Especially when you're like just starting with that vision, you have your name on it, it's your brand, it's just the energy of it all.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's important.
You have a term that I love. It's hot mistake. Am I saying that right? Hot mistake.
Hot mistake. Yes.
Hot mistake.
Hot mistake.
The hotness in me recognizes the hotness in you, and it divinely beautiful. What is your message to all the? Oh, sorry, that was my question to you. So the thing is, the hotness in me recognizes the hotness in you. So my question is, what is your message to the woman that's going to listen to this, or man, but really woman that, you know, is a hot mistake? And doesn't recognize the beauty in that.
Hot mistake is that we are all big mess. We are one big mess.
It almost feels liberating just saying it.
Oh, hot mistake is like, you know what? We are divinely created, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the universe, whatever you believe, we are perfection. And we have to embrace the fact and stop that whole, you know, people pleasing and the beating ourselves up when we look in the mirror or as we age, you know, looking at each fine line and wrinkle and go, oh my God, I look terrible, or, you know, or the weight we've gained over, you know, COVID or by menopause or whatever that, or from having a baby or whatever your life circumstances are. We are perfectly imperfect. And I really, truly believe that. And once I understood and I believe that we are perfectly imperfect, we are allowed to make mistakes and we grow from those mistakes. We can't walk around, you know, like as if we're in a bubble and not make any errors. We're not going to learn that way. So, you know, going out of your comfort zone, screwing up, doing all those things, making mistakes, these are all part of the journey. And understand that we are a beautiful mess and that's okay. We're a work in progress. And that is, and again, you know, I really, really want to stress to people that nothing is perfect. No one is perfect. And that is part of what we need to learn about the self-love and self-esteem, self-worth, that, you know, hey, we're not having a great day. Okay. Let's lean into that. Why am I not having, again, it's always that why am I feeling that way? Why am I thinking that way about myself? again, now maybe that's that NLP in me, but you know, where does that come from? You know, am I going back to, you know, am I revisiting some of those unresolved issues that I may have had, you know, before? Where is that coming from? And so when we come to terms with that, understanding that we're a hot mess day, that doesn't mean that we don't want to learn and grow and better ourselves or lose the weight or do any of those things. It's accepting yourself as you are at the present.
And I would imagine that probably makes it a lot easier to reach whatever, even if it's, you know, let's just say weight, because you have put out there, it's, you know, being okay with the weight you are now until you get to the weight that you want to be. That'll make that journey a lot easier than just resentment that's just going to backfire.
That's right. And you know what? I mean, you know, the health journey, the mental health journey, it's all intertwined. I mean, it all affects your mood. It all affects your, you know, and when you feel good about yourself, when you feel accepting of yourself, then, and then loving your journey instead of hating your journey or being embarrassed of your journey. I think that when you take it all in that really, that bloody mess that it really, really is, we understand that being in that human form, human connection, that we can all relate in some way, shape or form.
Really? Tell us, before we, as we come to close, tell us a little bit about the sisterhood. Such a beautiful, powerful community that I don't want to not talk about it.
The sisterhood, I gave birth to the sisterhood before I gave birth to anything else. And that was part of my transformation. And it's funny because when I gave birth to that, nobody was posting inspiration on social media, if you can imagine. And everybody thought I was wacko. And, you know, why is she posting social media? But it was through my transformation. And part of what I would do is I would read affirmations every day as part of my growth and my healing until I really believed it. And I don't believe in fake it till you make it. But I also understand that it's a work in progress. So I felt that there's got to be more women just like me. Again, there's got to be women just like me. And so I started sisterhood. I never really thought that, you know, and then it started the validation. And there have been long friendships that, and business relationships and soul friends like that have formed from the sisterhood, and it's global. So it's been an incredible experience to see these women meet, connect, inspire one another. And the books just kind of spawn from that. As I kind of changed and grew. And then subsequently, I just recently launched another Facebook group, although it's very difficult for me to keep, you know, everything going because I'm not a social media manager. I just feel like one, but it's called the High Vibe Society because I think that that's where I've kind of moved toward for men and women where, you know, it's not about, you know, yes, broken crayon, still color. But it's about let's move this along, people. Let's, you know, yes, we can sit in our misery or we can rise up and we can rise up together. And I think that that is as a collective and through what's been going on in the last, you know, year with lockdowns and different things and you know, psychological issues that are and financial and all of these things that have been going on, you know, people need each other more than ever. So let's make social media social. And then the books are really that, again, a spawn of that. And I think that leaving the sisterhood folios and moving to the Soulology Chronicles is also, for me at least, I feel is an elevation to it's not just about being broken. It's about you know, let's talk about how we overcome. Let's focus on, you know, what strategies or what golden nuggets have you learned in your life that you want to share?
It's funny listening to you talk. The only thing that's not the only thing, but the main thing that's like screaming in my head is like, Laura, you're playing too small.
Yes. 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 Well, I can tell you that. And that's the whole thing. And for me, I've always been a global thinker. For me, I've always been a bigger thinker. Maybe a dreamer, maybe a creative, all of those things. But I've done my best to kind of put that into action the best way I can. And it's all about dreaming big. It's all about taking action and getting out of your own way. So stop playing small. And being bold, again, is not about being loud. Being bold is taking action. Action, action. Action is in everything.
So Carol, what can we expect from you this year? Still so early in the year. I know you had mentioned you're starting a new sector.
Yes. So I only publish one, unlike my previous company, I am only publishing one compilation per year. That's it. So 2021, we'll have the Soulology Chronicles Voices, which will be in the fall, October. And then for 2022, we'll have Grit. Mm. So I have no idea what 2023 looks like, but I'm not always convinced, because as I change in my journey, I'm not always convinced that there's going to be another compilation. So if anybody wants to do it, the opportunity is now. And then I have solo authors that want to do things. And then I'm personally growing. And you know, I never limit myself to anything. I just kind of, you know, I have something else on the horizon that I can't share with someone else. And
that means it's super exciting.
It's more on the spiritual nature. But totally, again, everything I do is ever always out of my comfort zone. I'm always scared shitless, and then I do it. But I'm excited about Creative Book Promo because the connections and the showcasing of people. And, you know, it's social media is such a cluttered, you know, I mean, we're launching the Capital Book Awards with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Launching the Reader's Book Choice, where people can go in and vote for books by genre. Part of that is also the critic book reviews, so independent book reviews by a professional. We've got creative book tours. So we do online book tours globally. And then we're going to be doing book trailers as well, creative book trailers. And the thing is that, I mean, Jackie and I are not on the panels, okay? We're too busy running the company and the things that we do. So we have assembled panels for the independent panels for the awards. So, and there will be cash prizes. But there are also recognition. And as soon as people sign up to the Capital Book put their book in, they automatically get put on the Reader's Book Choice for people to view and vote and things like that. So, and then there's some other non-cash prize awards as well. And it's really, we're not really closing off any genres, which it gives people that have never been recognized before, even compilation books as well. But I'm not on the panel, so nobody, you know, neither is Jackie. So, and really from all genres, even coloring books and things like that, children's books. And so it'll be really, really amazing to see the growth. And again, my whole thing is that people just need to keep shining and shining bright.
I just want to ask you quickly before we end, if someone's going to listen to this, and I think we had talked about this a little bit, but if someone's kind of deciding between being a solo writer, author, or being part of a chapter book, what would you suggest to them?
Well, I mean, the thing is that I can't answer for other people's compilation books. A lot of people are, you know, thank you for paying us and we'll let you know when it publishes.
Yeah.
Mine includes basically that therapeutic aspect and the checks and balances and the, you know, all professional services and that sort of thing. And so I can only answer for myself that for anybody that's a veteran author or a first time author, the compilation is the best way to go. It will also hone your skills while you're writing your solo book. So you're actually learning the process and learning. And actually, I think it just makes you a better writer if you are a writer. So now it's also for if somebody's a poet, if somebody's a songwriter, if somebody like you can, it's your expression. So again, it's really about, you know, shining the light on you. And if you're a coach, I mean, again, your name on the cover, your picture and bio, all of these things, it elevates your platform. And it also gives you something else to talk about.
Is there anything that you're feeling called to share as we come to an end? We're going to put in the show notes, but I'm sure everyone knows how to reach you.
Yeah. I mean, you can always reach me at Star House Publishing you know, either on the website or which I'm going to in the process of updating right now. But, you know, always on social media, you can reach me. And then I'm also on Instagram, Facebook Messenger. We have, you know, I mean, I've got 4 accounts on Instagram. So Star House Publishing, CarolStarTaylor.official, Soulfully Blonde, and then also Creative Book Promo. So all my alter egos. So there you go.
It's funny that you say that. For some reason, Beyonce kept like popping up in my head. And I...
Well, Soulfully Blonde is just another, it's really, you know, who I've become, I think. And, you know, I think that never would have come before. It just kind of happened. And it's really living, you know, deep in my soul and helping others raise their energy, raise their vibration, and raise their abilities higher and stop playing small.
I love that. Thank you so much, Carol. I think we've known each other maybe a decade, maybe just short of a decade. No. So it's crazy how time goes by. So I just want to thank you for being here. I knew when I started this, you were one person that I want to for sure sit down and talk to, because you're such a pleasure. You had just mentioned raising the vibration and raising energy, and you do that every single day. So I'm going to say on behalf of everybody, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. I've honestly had goosebumps the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to put everything in the show notes. Everybody has to follow Carol on social media, because even just, we were talking about your messaging, but I think even just you showing up consistency, I think for a lot of people, that in itself is what they need, just to have that consistent presence in their life. So we'll make sure we put that into your show notes so everybody can follow you. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you for the opportunity, Laura. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.